to lift him up. We come to bless his name. Somebody give God praise.
Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you.
And I glorify you.
No, there is none other,
there is no
other God like you.
No other God like
oh,
you.
Your name.
You are Jehovah,
and I glorify you. Oh, there is none other,
no other God like you.
There is none other,
there is
no other God like you.
No other God like
oh,
you.
Your name
be
praised.
I am, which was and is and yet to come.
You're the Lamb,
you're the Lamb, thy kingdom come.
Your train
heals the temple, for you are high.
Lift up the name.
Jesus.
It's a good night to be in the house of God, and we have lots of visitors. And why don't we take a moment to greet each other and welcome each other to the house of the Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord, everybody. Is anybody thankful to be in the house of the Lord on a Friday morning? A Friday night. Is anybody excited about AYRC? Did anybody come expecting God to do something great in your life? Oh, I can't hear you out there. It's Friday night in Birmingham, Alabama. I want to know, do we have some young apostolics that's ready to give God some praise? Somebody stand up on your feet and give God praise all over this house, from front to back to side. Lift up a hand clap of praise in this place right now. Oh, Jesus, you're worthy. You're wonderful, oh God. We thank you, oh God. The Bible says that God is great and that he's greatly to be praised. If you serve a small God, just give him a little bit of praise. But if you serve a great God, I wish somebody in this house right from the onset would give God praise in this place. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Praise God. Praise God. So glad that you all are here. This is AYRC 2017. One more time, if you're excited about being in the house of the Lord, give God some praise. We're so glad to have Brother Mark Drost in the house with us. I believe God's going to do some great things in this house tonight. I've got just a couple announcements about the after event. We're going to have a lock-in after this service, immediately after, from 10 to 1 a.m. at the YMCA in Trustful. The address is 5920 Valley Road in Trustful, Alabama. And refreshments will be available. It's $5 for the lock-in, and you have to get your tickets here. We're done selling tickets for now, but we're gonna start selling tickets immediately after service. So you want to make sure you get your tickets. And that's it for our announcements. If you stand, which you already are, we're gonna take up an offering. If you're a guest, we don't expect you to support this work. We're just so glad you're here for the celebration. All the saints said amen. God, touch this offering. Let it do a mighty work in your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, we lift you high. Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high.
We lift your name. Turn back. But the blood still stays the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are on. I might be in a daze, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
Is there a young person in the house tonight?
This means war.
That you've got something worth declaring war on the enemy for? Is anybody tired of the devil pushing on you, pushing on your family, pushing on your loved ones? You need to step out in the aisle and you need to push back tonight. Come on, somebody, push back.
Listen,
come on, everybody.
You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have that. You can't have that. You can't have me.
I plead the blood.
Somebody go ahead and plead the blood.
Come on. I plead the blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
How to go to war. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. bombs and guns. We don't fight with Twitter and Facebook. That's not how we handle our business. We handle our business with a hand clap, with a shout, with a praise.
You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my, you can't have my, you can't have me.
Make some noise. Somebody lift up a shout of praise. Oh, don't wait till the battle is over. Don't wait till after the victory. You gotta shout before the walls come down. You gotta shout before the enemy falls. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Now listen, I know what modern definition says about praise. I know what you see on YouTube. I know what you see in traditional church about praise. But see, when you're reading the Word of God, you can't just assume that when it says praise, it means what everybody else defines praise as. When the Bible, when David talked about praise, he talked about acting clamorously. The Bible says that David feigned himself mad. You know what that means? That David took off his traditional lens of what praise and worship was, and he acted a fool in the presence of God. It said, let them praise his name. Let them act a fool in the presence of God. When it's talking about dancing, it's not talking about a hop, skip, and a jump. It's saying dance like a fool before the Lord. Somebody ought to act a fool in the house of God. I said somebody ought to dance. Come on, somebody praise.
Praise him.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's some people who say you're not supposed to make noise in the house of God. They say you're supposed to be reverent in the presence of God. They say you're not supposed to act crazy in the presence of God. But the Bible says, let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and with the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. What the Bible is telling you is that when you get a loud praise in your lips, you automatically get a two-edged sword in your hand. I hear a lot of people talking about going to war against the devil, but I see a lot of people acting awfully cute in church. But I wonder if there's a generation tonight that came with a made-up mind. I didn't come to capitulate to the devil. I came to take out a sword and go to war against the forces of hell. Why, Jermaine, the two-edged sword? Why are we pulling out a sword? Why are we going to war against the adversary? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. What is he talking about? Since the beginning of time, there has been a war on the earth. Since the beginning of time, Adam and Eve in the garden and a slithering serpent, there has been a conflict for the destiny of mankind. Every war, every rape, every pillage, every conflict, every abuse is the result of sin and hell. You know what? Everybody's screaming about world peace. But Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring. Come on, say it louder. I came to bring. The reason we're fighting this fight is because hell is fighting. Hell wants to see destruction. Hell wants to see a mess in your school. Hell wants to see compromise in your youth group. But when you put your flesh on the side and you begin to worship and praise God, you pull out a sword and you begin to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. So let me simplify. What is the judgment that is written? In the book of Revelation, we read about the last days and we really read about the end of time. And this is the judgment that is written. From the beginning of time until the end of time, Satan has had his way in the earth. From the beginning of time until the end of time, you've got sickness in your body because of the devil. And you have disease in your life because of the devil. And you've got broken marriages. Your mom and daddy got divorced. Not because they were bad, but because the devil seeks to kill and steal and to destroy. But this is the judgment written. There's coming a day. When this is all said and done, there's coming a day when God is going to send one angel. Look at your neighbor and say, one angel. He's going to have a chain in one of his hands. And the Bible says that he's going to bind Lucifer up.
one angel is going to cast him into a bottomless pit. One angel. What is the judgment written on hell? The judgment written is that there's coming a day when there's going to be no more adversary in your life. There's coming a day when there's going to be no more sickness. There's coming a day when there's going to be no more disease. I'm trying to help somebody right now. I'm trying to help a youth group right now. There's coming a day when it's going to happen. But this is what the Bible says. It says that when you praise and worship God, that you begin to execute vengeance. You begin to go ahead in your life. And you begin to bind your devil up with chains and your adversary up with fetters of iron. When a youth group makes up their mind to be a praising and worshiping youth group, there's some devils your mom and dad have been dealing with, but you say, oh no, I came to execute vengeance. And this is what you do. In your little corner of the earth, you begin to take dominion over sickness. You begin to expedite the process. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Now, here we are. What I want to do right now in this place is we're going to push for just a few more minutes. But I want a youth leader, I want a youth group who has come to AYRC 2017 this year with a made up mind that we're going back to our church and it's not going to be the same anymore. That I'm going back to my home and family and I'm going to be a worshiper. To get out of your pew right now. I need somebody to get out of your pew right now. And say, here and right now is where I make up my mind. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. Come on, find somebody to dance with and say, come magnify the Lord. Right now. Come on, freestyle all across the house. Somebody get loose in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shake yourself loose. Come on, shake yourself loose right now. In your life.
Praise the Lord, church. I come from a mighty long way. I come from a place where that had no hope for me. I come from a place where I was raised in a house where I had a whole line, a family line of drug dealers. I had a whole family line of alcoholics, and I was going down that same path. Somebody say, but God. But God looked down on my life, and he picked me up out of that horrible pit. And he set my feet on a rock. He established my goings. And all I can do is give God the praise, the honor, and the glory, because he deserves it all. Ah, yes.
Somebody praise him. Jermaine, tell him what God's doing.
When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. God's given me joy. He's given me peace. He's given me a life that I don't deserve. Oh my God, I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. I don't deserve to be here. I'm not better than the next man, but God saw fit to save my soul, and I'm so thankful. Praise God.
And if you're thankful, why don't you give God some praise tonight? Brother Darius, why don't you give God some praise?
Praise the Lord, church. God has smiled on me. Hallelujah. He brought my family out of a miry pit. I'm in this place today because way back in 1994, my dad came into church and he gave his life over to God. He was baptized in Jesus' name. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And God saw fit down the line. He saw a wretch like me. They said, son, you don't have to go through the same things your dad went through. Son, I got a promise for your life. I got blessings for you. And I'm in the house tonight. Is there any young person in this house who's been in church your whole life who is thankful for this experience? Who is thankful that God has smiled on your life? Come on, give him some praise in this place. Come on, magnify him in this place.
Come on, one more time. Why don't you give God a shout of praise if he's been good to you? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name, Jesus. We lift you up. Come on, every hand lifted, every heart lifted to heaven right now. Oh, we worship you. We adore you, God, and we magnify your name, God. Oh, blessed be your name, Jesus. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same is the name of the Lord to be praised in all of the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody make this his tabernacle. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. Come on, what you feel is the presence of Almighty God, who is so fit to shine down upon this house tonight.
God.
over the sanctuary tonight. We've welcomed the presence of God. We've worshiped and we've praised. And we're trying to create an environment where the Holy Ghost can move in our hearts. We're trying to tear down that wall of the flesh and awaken the spirit within us. And I feel like there's a lot of people in the sanctuary right now. You're still trying to decide if you want to get involved in what's going on. You're still trying to decide if this is something that you want to take part in tonight. But I promise you, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I promise if you'll just step out and try what we're trying here tonight. If you don't like it, you can just give it back. You don't have to keep it. But there's a power of the Holy Ghost that's residing in this sanctuary tonight. And it's not because of the building, but it's because the anointed saints of the Most High God have gathered together. And he said, if you lift up my name, I'll be there in the midst of you. If you'll praise me, I'll show up. If you adore me and build a house of praise and worship, I'll come down and I'll see about you. And I wonder if there's anybody desperate in this sanctuary tonight. If there's anybody desperate for a move of the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody that says, I gotta be different when I leave here? I don't know what you're facing tonight, but it's a scary world out there. There's a lot of trouble. There's a lot of pressure. And I wouldn't want to face it without God in my corner. I want to invite you down to the front of this altar tonight. If you're desperate and you say, I gotta have a move of the Holy Ghost, step back a little bit. Step back a little bit. I don't care if you're brand new, if you've never had the Holy Ghost, you can come down and receive it. If you've been living for God for your whole life, if you're young, if you're old, come on. I don't care who you are. But if you say, God, I got pressure that I can't handle on my own. I'm facing a giant that I'm not big enough to kill. Come on, I need somebody who's desperate. Come on, you can't be. Sister right here, bring her up. You need to come on. If you're desperate for a move of God, come on to the front. I'm telling you, God will meet you down here. And he'll touch your mind. He'll touch your spirit. He'll touch your heart. He's here to restore. He's here to deliver. He's here to set free. He's here to restore. He's here to make new.
Oh Lord, you've been so good.
We got one talking in tongues for the very first time. Just receive the Holy Ghost. Praying yourself, find somebody to lay your hand on. Find somebody to pray with. Hand on. Everybody praying with somebody. Tonight, lay your hand on your neighbor, somebody next to you.
Hallelujah, you are good. Oh Lord, you
on, find somebody to minister to. Break open that alabaster box and let something from deep down in your spirit flow out into this sanctuary. Somebody needs to prophesy to your problem. Prophesy to your trouble.
Thank you.
Send the rain, oh Lord, oh, we've been praying.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him a hand clap of praise all over this place one more time. We magnify your name, Jesus. The man that we're bringing to this pulpit tonight is no stranger to revival. I believe he started preaching at the age of 15. He's been a missionary, a pastor, and now an evangelist. And only eternity will tell the mark that this family has left on the kingdom of God. And we want Brother Mark Dross to come and preach to us. If it is in your mind and in your heart to hear the word of God, why don't you point your finger at him tonight and say, "Preach to me, preacher." God bless you. Preach to us.
Thank you, buddy. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. Come on now. Somebody lift up your voice and give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. It is an honor to be here tonight. Amen. You know what I love about this church is they start having church where most churches stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking it to other levels and moves of God. Praise God. God is in the building. Turn to your neighbor and say, "God is in the building." If you can shake them a little bit, tell them God is in the building. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to call your attention to Luke chapter 3 and reading verse 16 all the way to verse 17. Hallelujah. There were several that have already been filled with the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. If you, in the first part of this service, the Lord filled you with the Holy Ghost and you began to speak in tongues, your tongue began to dance, and you had never experienced that before. Amen. I want you to lift your hand right now. We want to see all those that got the Holy Ghost in the first part of this service. 1, 2, keep it up. 3, 4, hallelujah. Amen. 5, hallelujah. About 5, amen. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Luke chapter 3 and reading verse 16. John answered, saying unto them all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh. The latches of those shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Hallelujah. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I want you to kind of slap your neighbor on the, you know, not on the face. My God, have mercy. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Amen. Just tell your neighbor you ought to be ashamed of yourself even thinking it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Slap your neighbor and say, "Fire." Hallelujah. Just kind of push your neighbor and say, "Fire." Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can shake your neighbor up, say, "Fire." In fact, we're going to go a little Spanish right now. And I want you to shake your neighbor and say, "Fuego." See, some of y'all thought that you didn't know Spanish, but you just opened up your mouth right now and said, "Fuego." Hallelujah. I feel there is fire in the building tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are powerful. You are mighty and you are awesome. There is no God like you. In fact, you even looked all over the universe and declared that outside of you, there is no God that saves. You are the only one true God. We are thankful, God, that we know you, that we can be in you and you can be in us. I pray, God, tonight, put the devil in his place. And let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now clap your hands to the Lord. Give God the praise. Glory to God, glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. In three separate scriptures, God is referred to, especially in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, chapter 9, verse 3, and Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. It refers to God as a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible also says, and of his angels he saith, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. Amen. We gather from these scriptures and many other that God is a God of fire. And that everything that is associated with God has fire connected to it. In fact, one of the founding moments of the Pentecostal movement was the day of Pentecost. And the Bible says that on that day, every head got a flame. I think that's interesting because it was not a corporate flame, but it was an individual flame. That means that the person next to you can be on fire and you can be a deadhead. Just kind of look at your neighbor and say, he's talking to you. Praise God. Every head got a flame. They not only spoke with other tongues, but tongues of fire sat upon each of them. I believe in speaking in tongues. I am apostolic from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Are there any apostolic in this place tonight? Somebody give a shout unto God. Hallelujah. I believe that tongues is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues as the Spirit gives you the utterance. In other words, it will not be something that you speak of your own accord, but it will be something that the Spirit speaks through you. I have been in some areas in Latin America where the last thing somebody knew was English, but when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they began to speak English as if they had spoken it all their life. See, the Holy Ghost will come and take possession over that which you cannot control in your body. The Bible says that with the tongue we will curse man, but also give God praise. We do not have control of the tongue, but God, when he fills you with the Holy Ghost, he comes in and takes control of that area of your body that you cannot control and says, from this day forward, I now reign in your life. Somebody ought to shout unto God. Say to somebody, it's a sign. Speaking in tongues is the sign of being filled with the Holy Ghost. But I want to just kind of mess with your mind a little bit right now. That if all you have is tongues, you are not a threat to the devil or the kingdom of the devil. Praise God. It's like carrying a 10-pound Bible under your arm and thinking that you are a threat to the devil. It's not the word under your arm that the devil fears. It's the word in your heart that becomes the word, the sword of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See, the Bible says that cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Two things happened on the day of Pentecost. They got tongues and they got fire. Glory to God. I said they got tongues and they got fire. You need to speak in tongues, and you need it because it is the sign, but you also need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor you need the fire of the Holy Ghost. In fact, shake them a little bit. See, in the mind of God, they came together. The tongues of fire and tongues on fire came together. It was not a separate deal. It was a package deal. But religion has done a good job to separate them. So therefore you have churches and denominations that might speak in tongues but don't have an ounce of power. Oh Lord, I'm going to mess with you tonight. They don't have the fire of the Holy Ghost. They don't got the power of the Holy Ghost. I wish I had a witness in the house of the Lord. It's the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is being baptized with the fire of God's Spirit. If Pentecost is anything, it is a baptism of fire. If the Holy Ghost means anything, it means it is a baptism of fire. Oh, God, have mercy. It is a baptism of power. You cannot be a powerless Christian and expect for the devil to shake in his boots. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See, the Bible says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. The definition of power is force, ability, and strength. What happens when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire? It's a supernatural force of God, an ability to do what you weren't able to do before. Oh God, the fire of God is an energy, a force that puts the devil in his place, that causes sin to die out, that burns every chain in our lives. It gives us the ability to be free of any bondage in our life. I wish I had a witness in the house of the Lord. The Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, I'm a temple of the Holy Ghost. when the Holy Ghost comes, and where the Holy Ghost lives, and where the Holy Ghost rules, he cleans his house. That's why I don't understand how some folks can speak on tongues on Sunday and smoke weed on Monday. Y'all abandoned me. I'm going to go right there. Praise God. How can you dance on Sunday but do things you shouldn't do on Monday? Because when it's a religious experience, nothing happens. But when it's a fire experience, when it's a power experience, when it's a move of God's presence, then it breaks every chain. I wish I had somebody to give a shout unto God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See, the Holy Ghost will burn up everything that is of the world, the flesh, and of the devil. Tell your neighbor, it will burn it all up. He will give you the power to say no to the flesh. He will give you the power to crucify the flesh. He will give you the power over the devil in your life. He will give you the power to put the devil under your feet. He will give you the power over bad habits, over bondages, over addictions. He will give you the power. You don't have to walk out of this place the same way you walked into this place, but he will give you the power to walk out changed by the power of God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about in this place? Somebody give a shout. God doesn't want to save you and leave you the same way that you are, because the only addiction he wants in your life is an addiction after the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody addicted to the Holy Ghost? Seven people are addicted to the Holy Ghost. I said, is there anybody addicted to the Holy Ghost? Glory to God. See, God will give you the power to be a witness. He will give you the power to help others and to bless others. And he will give you the power to become a channel in which life-giving power will flow through you. God didn't call you to save, be saved so that you save it all for yourself. He called you because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That means wherever you go, you give life by the power of the... Somebody give a shout unto God. Glory to God. See, you got to understand that the enemy wants lukewarm Christians. Glory to God. He wants people that are just Sunday entertainers. Just people that get it on Sunday but lose it on Monday. Just as long as they get enough, the devil's not threatened by that at all. But what he fears is the fire. When you are on fire for God, you are a threat to hell. Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm a threat to hell. Hallelujah. I'm a threat to hell. See, Samson caught 300 foxes and tied them together in pairs. These foxes were not a threat to the Philistine as long as they were loose or as long as they were tied. But all of a sudden, when Samson tied fire in between them and caught their tails on fire, those foxes that at one time were a nuisance were now the Philistines' greatest nightmare, because wherever they went, they caught the fields on fire. Oh God, I'm about to go crazy in the house of the Lord. Somebody say, go crazy. I will. Hallelujah. See, what made the difference was fire. They were still the foxes that they were, but when fire got a hold of them. Oh Lord, I don't think you heard me tonight. When fire got a hold of them, the enemy began to shake and tremble. The devil don't want you on fire. Ay, santo Dios de la gloria. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See. I want you to understand, some of you are going to leave here tonight and the devil isn't going to know what to do with you, because you're going to be hot on fire and hard to handle. Somebody's about to catch on fire tonight in the name of Jesus. I feel that fire is about to spread out of this building in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. My Lord, I feel something brewing in the spirit right now. Can you give him praise in the house of the Lord? What would happen in this place? No. Better said, what would happen if out of this place there would be pockets of fire that would go all over this house, this city, all over this state, in the name of Jesus? The devil wouldn't know how to handle you. You go back to your youth group and set it on fire. You go back to your church and set it on fire. You go back to your house and set it on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. Somebody give a shout out to God. Oh Lord, I don't hear you. Is there anybody that can give a shout out to God? I dare you to touch three people and tell them, fire, fire, fire. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I didn't come to entertain you, but see the glory of God fall upon this place tonight. Somebody give God praise. My God. Tell your neighbor, give me room. Tell him, give me room. Something's stirring up in my spirit. I remember a few years ago, we were in one of our national conventions in Mexico, and the people were dancing and shouting and having a good old time, just having church all over the place. And all of a sudden, we saw the fire department that came walking into the place. There was over 8,000 people. It looked like a sea of souls. Everybody was jumping up and down, giving God the praise. You know how crazy apostolic people do. They can't stay still. When you're on fire, you can't stay still. There's something that just moves you and shakes you. And they were all dancing. And my dad saw the fire department. And he said, son, go and find out what's going on. When I went and asked the fire chief what was going on, he said we had to come on the inside to see where the fire is at. I said, I don't understand what you're saying. He says, on top of this building, there is a flame of fire. There is a flame of fire that is lifted on top of this building. And he said, we came to see where the fire is at. I pointed at the praise of the people. I said, that's where the fire. Ukarabasanda rabakataya. I declare in this place tonight, over this house. I said, over this house, there is a flame of fire that is being lifted to heaven. Is there anybody that can give God praise in the house? I don't hear you. Give it praise. Give it praise. You ought to stand all over this building and give God the praise. I feel fire in this house. There is revival. Oh, Lord. I said there's revival in the house. Somebody shout unto God in this place. Hallelujah. Stand all over this place. Raise your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands all over this place. I feel the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Urabakashaya. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In the name of Jesus. I want you to listen to me right now. Whew. Holy Ghost is here. There are people in this place that you still have not been filled with the Holy Ghost. There is an emptiness within your spirit, within your soul. An emptiness, an emptiness. And I know that there's some apostolics here that you're like, my God, we've got it for a long time. Yeah, you do. But there are some that don't. We got to know how to rejoice with them that are about to get it. Praise God. But there is fixing to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. As I was praying in my room, I felt it in my spirit. There's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. And there are people in this place, there are young people in this place that you have felt an emptiness in your spirit. An emptiness. And you've wondered, why do I feel so empty on the inside? It's because inside of every man and inside of every woman, there is a void at the measurement of God. In other words, only God can fill that emptiness. Only God can fill that void on the inside. And as long as that void is there, you will always try to fill it with things of this world. And you will always end up empty again. Because there is nothing that can fill that void in your life like the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost comes in,
no.
I wish I had a witness in the house. I said, when the Holy Ghost comes in, it fills the emptiness of your life. Oh, God. And in that moment, you feel fulfilled. You feel fulfilled. There are young people in this place. Maybe it's the first time you've ever come to church. You did not come by mistake. You came because the Spirit of God was drawing you into this place. And I want to call right now. There are young people in this place that you say, man, I don't know. I don't really understand everything that guy said. But I want what he's saying. I want that Holy Ghost. See, you saw testimonies tonight, and these young men that testified, what they were talking about was the change that came in their life because of the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? Does anybody know what I'm talking about in this place? So right now, I want everybody in this place standing to your feet right now. Everybody to your feet in the name of Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you got it? If they give you a blank look, it's because they don't got it. Hallelujah. I want to invite people right now. I want to invite young people. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I need some icebreakers. I need some brave young people that say, I'm going to separate out of my group and I'm coming up to this altar in the name of Jesus. I need some young people to mobilize right now. You want the Holy Ghost? Come right here in front of me. Come stand right now in front of me. Hallelujah. Come on now. Mobilize. Mobilize. Here they're coming. Come on up. In the name of Jesus. There's more young people. Hallelujah. There's more people that need the Holy Ghost. Come on up. Clap for these people right now. Come on up. Come right here in front. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need somebody brave to break out of that group right there. Hallelujah. And say, let's go to the altar in Jesus' name. Come on now, in the name of Jesus. There we go. Come on now. Come on now. Come on up. In Jesus' name. There you go. You know the Holy Ghost is tugging at you. There's people on this side. You need the Holy Ghost. Come on up here in Jesus' name. Thank you. There are some young ladies that need the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Somebody give God praise right now. They're still coming. Come on. In fact, I'm going to make everybody uncomfortable. Everybody get out of your pew and get up here. Hallelujah. Come on up. Come on up. Everybody get up here. Because we're about to have a baptism of fire in this place. I said we're about to have a baptism of fire in this place. If you could turn me up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get as close as you can. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Get as close as you can. Come on, get as close as you can right here. Push forward. In the name of Jesus, push forward. Push forward. Get him out of the aisles. I want you to listen to me right now. Every eye open. Hands down. Look at me right now. I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you. Because these next words that I'd speak to you are instructional words for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Some of you are like, I don't even know why I'm up here, but the dude called me up here. I'm up here. Amen. I'm up here. It ain't by mistake. Praise God. Because you're about to have a life-changing experience right now in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to understand something. The Holy Ghost is not hard to receive. We're the ones that make it complicated, but the Holy Ghost is not hard to receive. If anything, it's easy because it's God that gives it. Do you know what's so amazing about God? He knows everything about you, and he wants to live inside of you. Whew, that's amazing. He knows every sin you have committed. Every thought, even those thoughts that you know that if your neighbor knew what you were thinking, they'd take like 5 steps away from you right now. God says, I know what you're thinking. I know what's in your heart. He even says, I know the perversions of your heart. But even like that, he says, I love you so much that I want to come and dwell inside of you. Because when God comes in you, he will change your life. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? He will change your life. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, he'll change your life. Amen. Just kind of bop him and say, he'll change your life. Glory to God. He'll change your life. But there are 3 things that you need in order to get the Holy Ghost. Everybody say 3 things. Three. Say it with authority. Three. That's how I like for people to talk. Hallelujah. Amen. 3 things that you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The first thing is you need a clean conscience before God. Because there are folks that will come to the house of the Lord and they will come to the altar, and you are in the altar right now and you are killing yourself with your conscience. Because you're saying, I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know why I came up here. I've done all this stuff. I've done a whole bunch of sin, and I don't even think that God loves me and all this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. The way to soothe your conscience is you gotta fix things with God. You gotta ask God to forgive you and say, God, I'm sorry of my sin. I'm sorry of my wrongdoing. There are 3 areas where we sin. We sin in our thoughts, we sin in our actions, and we sin in our mouth, what we speak. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to lead you through a prayer where we're going to ask God to forgive us of our sins in this place tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask for everybody to humble yourself before the Lord tonight. Everybody, we're going to close our eyes and bow our heads right now. And I want you to be honest before God. I want you to open up your heart before God and say, Lord, I come before you right now. I know that I've got sin in my life. I know, God, that I've done wrong in my life. I've done wrong in my spirit, Lord. I know that I've sinned in my mind. And I've sinned, oh God, in my speaking. And I've sinned in my actions. I pray, God, right now, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Just open up your heart right now and be sincere before God. The Bible says that his ear is inclined to those that diligently seek him. Right now, just cry out to God. Say, God, have mercy on my soul. Lord, I pray right now that your love will reach, hallelujah, and touch and change by the power of your spirit in the name of Jesus. If you just repented of your sins, I want you to clap your hands to the Lord right now. Come on now, clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now watch this. The second thing you need is you need faith. Faith in the spirit realm is like having money in the physical realm. You got money, you can buy anything you want. You can even buy yourself a new kidney if you want. Amen. There are places in Guatemala that will sell them to you. Praise God. If you got money. But if you don't got money, you ain't even getting nothing off the McDonald's dollar menu. Because you don't got money. Praise God. In other words, if you don't have any dough, you don't get a show. You don't get nothing. Tell your neighbor you need to have money. The same way you need money in the physical realm, you need faith in the spiritual realm. Because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. But it also says to him that believeth, all things are possible. Glory to God. Does anybody got faith in the house tonight? If you got faith, shout. I dare you to tell your neighbor, I believe, I believe, I believe. Touch him, say, I believe, I believe, I got faith. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout it out. I got faith. My Lord, I feel faith in the house tonight. Does anybody feel faith in the house tonight? Glory to God. The third thing you need, everybody say the third thing. Come on now, speak with authority. That's how I like it. Hallelujah. The third thing that you need is you need to open up your mouth and worship. Because there are people that will come to get the Holy Ghost and they'll stand like this. Stand like that in McDonald's. Right in front of the register. They'll call the ambulance on you. They'll say he got a heart attack before he got the Big Mac. Praise God. Tell your neighbor you gotta open up your mouth. You gotta worship. In fact, tell your neighbor, give me some room because I gotta worship. Glory to God, I gotta worship. If you say, I don't know how to worship, worship is easy. With one word, you can worship. And that one word is hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah means the highest praise. But hallelujah also means a thousand praises. That means every time you say hallelujah, you're saying a thousand praise. Does anybody got a thousand praises? Now, watch. As you are praising him, tell your neighbor, say, pay attention. As you are praising him, all of a sudden you will feel the Holy Ghost come upon you. Sometimes it gives me goosebumps. Sometimes I feel a heat on my head. Sometimes I feel chills that go all up and down my body. I'm feeling the chills right now. Does anybody feel something in this place tonight? Tell your neighbor, I feel it right now. I feel somebody's feeling that heat. Who's feeling that heat right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. Watch this. As you are feeling the Holy Ghost. Ooh, Lord. You will continue to try to worship in English, but your tongue will begin to get tied up. And you'll be like, halle, 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 halle. And you're going to shake your head and try to insist on speaking in English. But I want to give you a simple word right now. Let it go. And let God. Oh, Lord, can I get a witness? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Because all of a sudden, your tongue will begin to dance within your mouth. You won't understand what you're saying, but you'll sure love what you're feeling. Oh, Lord. I need somebody to give a shout unto God in this place. Oh, Lord. Everybody take one step back. One step back. I need men and women that have faith that come to the front right now that are going to help me pray for everybody. Come on now. I need men and women. Gonna help me pray. You're gonna mobilize. You're gonna move amongst the crowd because there's gonna be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost right now. You don't even have to wait for somebody to come to you because it's the Holy Ghost that's gonna fill you. When I release this word of faith, you're gonna lift up your hands and begin to praise Him. And the Holy Ghost is going to begin to fall on you, and you're going to begin speaking in other tongues in the name of Jesus. How many are ready in this place? Tell your neighbor, I'm ready. I'm going to need some men to mobilize all the way down the aisle. I'm going to need some ladies to mobilize all the way down the aisle. We're going to pray for every soul that needs the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm declaring in Jesus' name, there is going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this place in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift up your hands right now. I'm about to release a word of faith. I'm going to pray right now, and then I'm going to release a word of faith. And when I release this word of faith, the Holy Ghost is going to fall. Father, we thank you for the five that have already been filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm declaring, God, you're going to do a great work in this place tonight. Lord, I put my faith before you now in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and be filled with the Holy Ghost now in Jesus' name. There you go. Your tongue wants to dance. Let it go. There you go. Let that tongue dance.
The Holy Ghost. Well, the backslider needs to
catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
Yeah.
Catch on fire.
Oh, the backslider needs to
catch on fire. Fire with the Holy Ghost.
Well,
so far.
Somebody's soul needs to get on fire.
Ten. Let me know when they're speaking tongues. 11. 12. Prayer warriors, mobilize. Move to somebody else.
Fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
Everybody lift up your hands right now. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Everybody lift up your hands. I need intercessors interceding right now. I need you to lift up your voice right now in intercession. In the name of Jesus. I feel a wave of the glory of the Lord moving in this place right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. Let your tongue dance in Jesus' name. Quit insisting of speaking in English. Let it dance now in the name of Jesus. Everybody all over this place interceding. I feel the fire. I feel fire in this place. I said I feel fire in this place. Somebody's got to lift up their voice right now. I said somebody's got to lift up their voice. Everybody, every musician, every singer, every usher, everybody in this place, lift up your voice in the presence of God. Go ahead, speak in tongues right now. There it is. Let it blow. Let it blow. Let it blow. Let it blow in the name of Jesus. Let it blow in the name of Jesus. I feel fire in this place. I feel fire in this place. You don't have to wait for somebody to pray for you. The Holy Ghost is already on you right now. Your tongue is getting tied up. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak in tongues now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name, my Lord. I feel a loosening in the spirit. I feel chains being broken. In the name of Jesus.